fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. This is J.R. Moore on Sunday, the 8th day of July, 2007, coming to you from live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. I need to mention, before I get into introducing our guest, Freeze Dry Guy continues to run his special, where you can get a one-month supply of the highest quality dehydrated food. Postage paid, shipping paid, for $62.80. Let's see. $239 and that's it. $239 for a 1 month supply of food. I was looking at something else. yeah, that would have been a real bargain. That would have been 1975 prices. Now you need to contact Freeze Dry Guy to upgrade your food storage and make sure you're all squared away in that area. His website is freezedryguy.com. His toll-free number is 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a special guest who's on hold. He's taken out an hour from visiting with his family. Typically, he doesn't work on a Sunday. This gentleman travels all over the United States, addressing the topic that we're going to be talking about here. And the topic is identity theft. Hot, hot topic. You cannot open a newspaper, you can hardly turn on a television or a radio station without hearing about identity theft and the consequences of that. Our guest today is Mr. John Gardner. He is certainly, in my opinion, based on what I know, one of the nation's leading experts on identity theft. And he gets into the nuances of what we're really facing. Most people think about folks opening up credit card accounts in their name. When they if they think about it at all, that's what they think about. However, I've come to know and understand this in a lot more detail than I had previously. Now, keep in mind, I've been a criminal defense investigator now for 35 years, and I routinely run across people that have 3, 4, and 5 Social Security numbers, 3, 4, and 5 names, 3, 4, and 9, and 5 dates of birth. So I've been dealing with this professionally for 35 years. And I know that this is routinely done by certain people in our society for certain purposes. We come, am I hearing music? I'm not. Okay. I know we got our first break coming up soon, but that aside for a moment, Mr. John Gardner, are you there, sir?
Absolutely, I am.
Thank you for being with us, sir. You are over in the East Coast someplace today?
That is correct, in South Carolina.
Beautiful South Carolina.
Absolutely.
Tell us, sir, I was reading your bio here, and I didn't really go into a great detail. You're an attorney. You've served as a state rep down there in South Carolina and a number of other capacities. When did identity theft first come to your attention professionally?
Professionally, about between 3.5 and 4 years ago, I began spending an awful lot of time involved in the research of identity theft and, very frankly, spending a massive amount of time in the study of the problem itself, not just in terms of financial identity theft, but as well in terms of our entire identity, whether it be our driver's license identity, our Social Security identity, our medical identity, or our character or criminal identity, and then finally the one we hear most about, our financial identity. So began studying it back then very frankly went across the country to various groups, both being trained on this challenge and training, and it basically focused on it for the past 3 years. Now, prior to that, I spent 20-plus years practicing criminal law. I had an unusual background in terms of getting into this challenging arena, in that I had spent some time in the legislature, so understanding how the laws are made and what their actual effect is, I had experience with. And then I was chairman of the Highway Patrol Committee, what's known as the state police in many states, in South Carolina for a period of 4 years. So, and in that capacity was as well part of the commission that controlled the Department of Motor Vehicles and the driver's license, and everything around it is resolved around our state. And I became very frankly alarmed at the fact that all of our information is out and for sale.
Well, it is, John, and we run across these articles where a laptop belonging to a government employee turns up missing, and it's got thousands, if not several million, complete identities right there in a little old laptop.
Well, and it's the government, it's private companies. Unfortunately, today many businesses have access to everything about us. If you apply to rent an apartment, they're going to do a background check that includes a whole lot more than just your financial identity. Anywhere you've ever had your taxes done, they have your information. Anywhere you've ever gone to school, they have your information. Anywhere you've ever applied for a job, anywhere you've ever applied for insurance. The places that our personally identifiable information show up are just amazing, because basically everyone wants to get it, but nobody wants to protect it anymore, and we must raise awareness on that.
Well, we must, and then, of course, you didn't mention this yet, but I'll mention it for you. You get these free offers on the Internet for half a dozen tickets to Six Flags, and to get the tickets, you have to give them your name, your date of birth, Social Security number.
Oh, absolutely. and people do it. Or people get called on the phone, and they say they're from Citibank, and then people just lay their souls out.
Absolutely. Are the people from Nigeria that want your bank account so they can transfer all these millions of dollars to you?
Absolutely. They just want you just got to send them a little bit of money first.
Yeah, send them a little bit of money in your bank account, and you're good to go. You know, you and I can do something today that typically you can't when you do a radio show, and that's to actually tell people the solution and not just the problem, because on the John Moore Show, we can actually promote and talk about the identity theft insurance provided by Prepaid Legal.
Well, absolutely, and we want to do that. I think the thing that people need to understand is that why they would want one particular product over another particular product. And to do that, we must understand that our identity is just not financial. A lot of times you see something where they offer credit monitoring, but that is not the only challenge that we have with our credit. With our identity, it's not just about credit. And we need layered protection. And we're used to that. We all understand it. We just hadn't applied it to ourselves individually. If we have a computer, we normally have layered protection. We probably have a firewall. And then if a problem gets through the firewall, we have virusware. If it gets through the virusware, we have spyware. So we have layers of protection. And we are used to that and still understanding that even with layers of protection, there's no guarantee a virus isn't going to get through your computer. However, you're much better off with it than without it.
Absolutely.
What Prepaid does, different from any other company, is provide help in every area of identity theft before, during, and after the event. We provide, in fact, continuous monitoring, then 24-hour access to an attorney on an emergency basis by phone and the ability for an attorney to review documents, write letters, make telephone calls, and true restoration through a company called Kroll Background America. Now, Kroll has been around for about 35 years. They do some of the forensic accounting for the FBI. They do some of the forensic accounting for the Securities and Exchange Commission. And that's who we have in helping restore individuals' identities if they have been breached, for lack of a better term. Prepaid has been around for 35 years. It's traded on the New York Stock Exchange. It's been putting in the infrastructure with attorneys nationwide and through most of Canada for that period of time. And what we tell people is that do you want 70 years of combined experience of companies providing layered protection, or do you want to only look at one aspect of your identity? And that's the difference in what we offer versus what others offer.
Well, I agree, John. And one of the things I received when I got involved with this project was a 50-plus page book put out by the federal government on how to do this yourself. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're bright and got the skills, you probably can spend 3 or 4 hours a week every week for a year doing this yourself if you've got the skills. What an absolute nightmare.
And that's if you can restore it and you do have the perseverance to keep on trying to work through the system. Most people simply don't have the skills. And the bottom line is, you know, agencies are going to respond to a letter from a lawyer with a law office stationary a whole lot quicker than they're going to respond to an individual citizen.
Unfortunately, that's true.
And in terms of identities, I want to introduce a concept to your listening audience called the database you.
The database?
And the database you is...
OU. Y-O-U. Okay.
Y-O-U, yes.
Okay.
You know, there is you that I'm talking to. That's the real person.
Okay.
And then there's a database on you kept by multiple people. Let's say, you know, when a highway patrolman stops you, Mr. Moore, they aren't concerned about you. They're concerned about what the DMV computer says about your driving.
I may not be the best example because when they pull me over, they don't know what they're doing. I'm driving a midnight black Lincoln Town Car that's got several antennas and the blackest tint that you can put on the windows.
Well, and they don't know with you, but certainly with the average citizen that they pull over, what they have done is they are concerned about what the driver's license, driver's motor vehicle database says they are as a driver. Are they a good driver or are they a bad driver?
Well, actually, the first concern is, this person have any wants for arrest? And then they go from there.
Exactly.
Can this person harm me? Can this person harm me? Will I finish my shift with no holes in my chest?
Now, if somebody's stolen your identity, and it appears that when they take a look at your license, that you've committed crimes, then they're going to treat you a lot differently than if you were only being viewed as yourself.
Oh, yeah, they'll keep you in the car till backup gets there.
Absolutely, they will. They will. And so you're going to need an attorney at that point. Calling Citibank is not going to help you out. I think another example, if you move beyond DMV to your medical identity, USA Today recently ran an article about medical identity being stolen. And Reader's Digest has run articles. Business Week has run articles. AARP has run articles. LA Times ran articles.
Give us an example, John, how that can cause harm.
Well, let's say somebody goes in and they use your Social Security number, but they have a different blood type than you.
Okay.
And then you go in. You obviously could receive the wrong blood type. But worse than that, read an article recently where a poor woman got a call from the Department of Social Services, and they told her that she was being added to the national database of people who abuse children.
Oh, no.
And because the child that she had last week in Los Angeles tested positive for methamphetamines. The only problem being, she didn't have a child last week. Somebody had gone on, and this was a CNN article, TV broadcast. Somebody had stolen her driver's license, gone in, had a baby. The baby tested positive for drugs, so they then called. They were going to show up to take her children. Somebody had stolen her medical identity. She hadn't abused drugs. She hadn't had children in years, but she was being charged with, and DSS was coming to take her children because she must be abusing or neglecting them.
Absolutely. What a nightmare.
Protecting our identity and having access to counsel and to somebody who's used to dealing with these bureaucracies is a critical part of making sure that we are all being responsible for ourselves, for our family, and for others. And so that is why we need to be concerned. USA Today, this is an interesting fact, said that the problem of identity theft is going to increase 20 times in the next 20 months. Now,
that's 2,000%.
Yes.
Many times.
And I thought, why? Well, they were quoting a guy from Visa that headed up Visa's data security. But I've got a more practical reason. In the past 2 years, 38 states have passed laws that they're trying to do the right thing, saying, oh, we want the people who are working here to be legal. So 38 states have passed laws requiring employers to verify the legal status of their employees. So what has actually occurred is the employers, of course, have to send in Social Security numbers, and the government has set up a system that verifies that the Social Security number is valid but does not connect it to a name or any demographics. So if they use
Hold on. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned,
sir.
Ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after the break. Manny.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 8th day of July, 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. We are visiting with Mr. John Gardner, who is in South Carolina as we speak, and we're talking about identity theft. Our next area we're going to get into is one that I know is near and dear to all regular listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, and that's the topic of illegal aliens. I had to catch myself. I was talking to John off the air. I caught myself calling them illegal immigrants. They're not immigrants. They're aliens. They're illegal aliens. They're criminals. They're here violating the laws of this country in order to obtain whatever it is they're trying to obtain, whatever it might be. With that in mind, John, are you still there, sir?
Absolutely.
Okay, now this is a hot topic, so we're going to kind of combine issues, two hot topics, identity theft and illegal aliens. And I agree with you absolutely. I'm astounded. I walk into a place like the nationwide chain of hardware stores, Lowe's, after I've been gone for several weeks, and all the signs are now in English and Spanish. So it's amazing, the transition and the rapidity at which these things are happening. So your expectation and my expectation is that illegal aliens are going to be buying from vendors selling our identities. Is that that's pretty much what's going to happen.
Well, it's being forced. Legislatures in an attempt to try to make the situation look like they're doing something, they are requiring employers to verify identities. Well, the employers get, so somebody comes up to work, and let's say they're working in a restaurant. So they give the restaurant manager or owner a Social Security number. Well, if it's your number, Mr. Moore, then what happens is it goes up to Social Security Administration, and it comes back. Now, depending on which system they're using, it will come back with either, number one, that it's a valid number, it's not connected to your name or whatever, or they'll send the general manager a letter back and say, have this particular employee go by the local Social Security office. Well, because of all the states beginning to require this, the demand for valid numbers has gone through the roof. So these numbers are being stolen and sold.
Right.
IDs are a very easy thing to get a hold to. The challenge with that is, your Social Security number used for your medical records? Yes. Is it used for criminal records? Yes. Is it used for financial records? Yes. Is it used at the Social Security Administration? Yes. Is it used to connect to your driver's license information? Yes. And so if they seek medical treatment, and everybody is, and the government numbers simply are incorrect as near as I can tell, because they conflict with each other. On one side, they are saying there are 10 to 12 million illegals here. On the other side, they say that the, for instance, the Hispanic population will be the majority population in a period of 8 to 10 years. Well, that would mean, if the numbers stay the same now, 180 million. Well, you're not going to get from 10 to 12 million to 180 million in 8 years if only 3 million are coming across the border each year that get through.
You're right.
There are 30 to 50 million who are having to use new numbers. And let's say they get a two-point violation in your name, driver's license violation, and they're using your information in another state. Well, that's not a great big deal unless they don't go to court, which, of course, they're not, because they're illegal. So they don't go to court. So if you don't pay a two-point driving license violation, pretty soon your license in that state gets suspended. So if you go to Las Vegas, you know, that place where what you do there stays there, according to
right.
them.
Right. Right.
And you're checking back into the airport at one of the kiosks, and you're using your driver's license as an ID, you may get extra special attention if there's an outstanding warrant for you. In that case, that is a perfect instance, Mr. Moore, where if you have our plan, you can pick up the phone and get an attorney on the phone at 1 o'clock in the morning if you're taking the red eye back to your state. So there is a perfect instance of using our plan to get an attorney on the phone, not only to talk with law enforcement, but also to tell you exactly what to do, an attorney that's in the state that you're in when that particular problem arises. And those are the sort of instances where the problem is going to explode as a result of the number of numbers that are having to be stolen, because if they want to work, they got to have a number that clears the system. In order to have a number that clears the system, what they're doing is buying these Social Security numbers. So it's not when we get a letter, and let me point this out, and it's a real clear thing to have for people to understand. When they get a letter that a laptop's been lost with their Social Security number on it, or their Social Security number, date of birth, et cetera, and then the organization says, oh, we have no indication that this information will be used for illicit purposes. Now, the laptop was stolen, or the computer was stolen, or the computer was hacked. They know it's being used for illegal purposes, because each one of those numbers is worth $100 to $200
in wholesale
basis.
Hold that thought. We've got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Talking about identity theft. Now, I know we have a lot of people listening who've never heard me before, and a lot of people have not heard John Gardner before. And between the two of us, between Mr. Gardner and myself, we're pushing about 50-plus years of experience dealing with criminals. My 35 years plus John's 20 to 25 to 30 years, somewhere in that range. I don't know the exact number. Between the two of us, we've had extensive experience dealing with criminals, the criminal mind, and John and I were talking off the air about what's really going on, and that is groups of men and women who have organized themselves to engage in the enterprise of stealing identities and reselling them to their customers. John, are you there, sir?
Absolutely, and you're so dead on with that. I was in Arizona recently, and while I was there, they busted a home that was selling 3,000 identities a month.
At how much per identity?
Oh, you hear prices from $1,500 to $3,000 per identity.
Whoa.
And so these people who are coming across that can't talk any English, they aren't going out and getting these computers and all. That's organized crime.
Absolutely. Very well, 1,000 times 1,000 is $1,000,000. I mean,
exactly.
This is a pretty serious operation.
And so out of a home in one city in Arizona, they were running 3,000 a month. So you can do the numbers. And that's what's happening. The problem is there are numbers.
Right.
That's why, you know, I think it's interesting that you actually say, okay, here is a product that provides the best answer, provided by a couple of companies that have been around sort of like us for a long time and are providing layered protection. You know, I'm quick to add, nothing is perfect. This is the best in the world, but it's sort of like health insurance. If you got the best health insurance in the world and you got wellness protection and you go in early, you're probably going to catch the cancer. But
absolutely,
there's no guarantee you are. And if you catch it early, you're more likely to get rid of it. But there's no guarantee. Sort of the same thing here, which is why we all need to be vigilant.
Absolutely. Well, people can go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and right in the middle of the homepage, you'll see this flashing bar that says Identity Theft Shield and Identity Theft. You click there, and you'll be instantly at the prepaid legal website and can get this for $12.95 a month, which is a bargain. It's an absolute bargain.
No question about it, and I would advise them all as well to get access to the legal plan, which provides an awful lot more than just for identity theft, but I think it's essential to have that access to an attorney 24 hours a day, so you can get that at that site as well.
Well, I take it for granted. You know, I speak with attorneys once or twice a day, 5 days a week, and I take my access for granted, but your average person doesn't have that kind of access. And I know in the city of St. Louis, they've got one of the premier law firms in general practice representing prepaid legal. And prepaid legal has acquired an excellent reputation all over the United States for value for the money that it costs. Excellent value for the money.
And no question about it. No question about it. As people are going about their daily activities now, I would just highly urge them to begin to look for businesses. Prepaid Legal actually has a program called ADRS, and there's a decal that says this business is concerned about your protecting your private information. People ought to be looking for that when they do business with a store or any business, because your private information is becoming your life. It used to be our lives didn't revolve around computer databases.
Right.
Our lives revolve around computer databases now. Your everything about you is stored in somebody's database, and you want to make sure that your information is protected.
What does this decal look like, John?
Well, it's black, and it says Affirmative Defense Response System, and then it has at the bottom, this business is concerned about protecting your private information, your personal information. And that's what they need to look for, because what that means is that every employee in that business has received training on what the real problem of identity theft is and what they need to do to protect the employees and the customers' personal data. And knowledge is power, and you want people to be concerned about protecting your information.
You do, absolutely, and I can see where this is going to be a marketing strategy where people that have it will acquire more business and those that don't will lose business.
I don't think there's any question about that, because let me tell you, if I've got the choice of doing business with somebody who their employees still think that Citibank is telling the whole story, that it's a woman talking with a man's voice and it's a big joke, and anyway it's zero liability, there's no such thing as zero liability, Mr. Moore. That does not exist. There are consequences when somebody steals your information that are nightmarish in reality if it in fact occurs to you.
Absolutely. It is a nightmare that without professional assistance provided by prepaid legal and identity theft insurance, it's an absolute nightmare, even for a person who's well qualified. I have all the qualifications one would need to repair it myself. I know what it would take, and quite frankly, John, life's too short.
Life is too short, you know? and the membership is, it sits out there and provides access to people who deal with it every day. You imagine if, you know, you were cooking cakes. If you did it every day, it'd get easier. The same thing, if you're restoring people's identity every day, then you come across similar circumstances, and after you've tried 100 ways to cure this problem, then you come up with the right way. Well, these people have been doing it for 35 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You want a company that's been experienced, been doing this sort of thing, that has lawyers, that they can pay enough because they've got enough infrastructure in place to take the call at 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Absolutely, because that's invariably that's when it's going to happen.
I mean, it never happens between 9 and 5, Mr. Moore.
No.
Yeah, I practiced criminal law for over 20 years. I've been licensed now over 30 years. You know, the police come between midnight and 5 a.m. because they know they're likely to, and literally it's normally between 2 and 5 a.m. because that's likely the time to get people at home.
Yeah, well,
that's when they're going to break through the door.
Well, the clients that you and I have, frequently they're passed out by then.
Well, in many cases, but yeah, that is true unless the client's passed, the real person's passed out, but they used your identity, so they're breaking in on you, thinking that you're somebody else.
Well, that is a nightmare, and it does happen, and we've had, this happens all over the country, but I'm near metropolitan St. Louis, where police have broken down the door of the wrong person and ended up shooting a completely innocent person that they didn't even have the right individual's home. So
well,
these things do happen.
The FTC says 10 million victims. The head of Visa says it's going to increase 20 times. I mean, if there are 30 million people, but let's just say they're 12, being forced to use other people's identities on a repeated basis, and the numbers are increasing, according to the government, at least by, on one side, by 3 million a year, then the chances of you being an ongoing victim for a long period of time, and understand, once your Social Security number is being sold, just because you cleared up once doesn't mean that it's cleared up forever.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, you can look at it that way.
Absolutely.
Whether it's trying to get your financial life straight, whether it's trying to make sure, the AARP had a case where a poor woman, her neighbor, actually stole her identity, got drunk, had an accident, hit somebody, and the identity thief, of course, didn't show up for court. So they came to arrest the poor 82-year-old woman.
Oh, no.
And they lock her up, and they pretty soon find out it wasn't her. So they send her home. At the time of the writing of the article for the AARP, this poor 82-year-old woman had been rearrested 18 times.
Oh, man.
Now, what happened? It went from the city database for this felony DUI to the county database, from the county database, from the state law enforcement division database, from the state law enforcement division database to the NCIC national database. If you're going to ever get that situation straight, you're going to have access to an attorney.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And we will go do most of the work in getting that straight for you. Obviously, you as an individual are going to have to be involved to some extent. But we will do most of the work in trying to get that situation to a point where you're not getting arrested and rearrested for a crime, because when they clean out one, another computer database actually goes back and corrupts it again.
Well, John, there's no question in my mind, because I've worked professionally on cases like this, and it's for a non-professional, it's an absolute nightmare. For a professional, it's time-consuming and something that takes a lot of diligence. Dealing with these entities is an incredible complex situation.
You're dealing with a bureaucracy in almost every situation.
Right.
That the person that's telling you they want to help you out, and they genuinely may want to help you out, is not in control of the computer that's causing the problem.
That's right.
And so help at a professional level is, in my opinion, is much like if you drive on the road, you need to have auto insurance. If you can get access to it, you need to have medical insurance. You need to have a backup plan. I've been hearing some ads on your thing about, having some freeze-dried food.
Right.
I don't care whether it's for a terrorist situation or whether it's for, in my neck of the woods, a hurricane, or maybe on the West Coast it might be an earthquake. Having a plan B is
absolutely
the responsible thing to do.
It is. It is. I was working with a woman this morning. She's a graduate engineer and very up to date on what's going on around the country. She's absolutely very, very concerned about the consequences of what would happen with identity theft with her personally. And anybody who's aware of what's going on should be and have a plan B, just like you said.
No question about it. And I think that's in, you don't have just one aspect of your life. And not in today's world. We have multiple identities, and you've got to have protection for all of them.
Absolutely. Tell me, John, what kind of response are you traveling all over the country? What kind of response are you getting from people as you travel?
Well, it's from individuals. They see it. Businesses that sit down and listen to it, they don't want to be a part of the problem. It's just that there's so few of them. Right now that understand the totality of the problem. Just more imagine going to a grocery store and cashing your check. What are you giving somebody then? In virtually every state, the clerk sitting there, if you're using a check to buy your groceries, has your name, your address, your bank account information. They then ask you for what? Your driver's license?
Right.
Now
then
they have your driver's license number and your date of birth. They have
right.
everything they need to steal your identity. Now, have you looked, and I don't mean to be picking on the immigrant community, is they are in a position where they can't get a legal number, so they're using our numbers, and so who is on most of the cleaning crews? There are immigrants working the cleaning crews, and where do most businesses throw all this information? In the trash can.
Right.
And so people need to understand there is a demand for information, and there is access to the information, and there's really no way we can stop. I mean, we need to educate businesses to be shredding, to make sure that information isn't left out for other people to see. But there's no way for us to stop it. You've got to be proactive in terms of protecting your identity. You've got to be proactive in terms of preparing for a natural disaster. You got to be proactive in this life. It's not the simple life anymore.
And that's why I've gotten you. And that's why I've gotten you on here, sir, is to help make my listeners aware. Because I like my listeners to be prepared to deal with anything that might be coming their way. And identity theft will really screw you up and take away from more productive things, whether it's earning money or spending time with friends and family, whatever it might be. Dramatically take away from quality of life.
And the problem with it, all you have to do is turn on the TV, and I urge your listeners, when they're listening to the radio, if they hear a story, to listen to it, to understand the reality of it. When they see something on TV, to understand and listen to that story. When they see it in a magazine, to read that story. Because the more informed they are, the more that they can educate their friends and family, and the more they will realize that, you know, just like the USA Today ran an article just last month about a poor soldier who had come back from serving in Iraq, and somebody had stolen his identity. He had his driver's license identity was stolen. He had his medical identity. He was dealing with thousands of dollars of medical bills, not counting.
John, I read that story. Yeah.
And this woman, claimed somebody had stolen his identity, and he had been listed as the father of a child in another state that he had never, you know, he had never seen or met the woman. He was over in Iraq somewhere. There were felonies committed in his name. This is not about, you've got to have protection in all areas of our life as they currently exist today, because this poor guy came back. He had his character / criminal identity stolen, his driver's license identity, his medical identity, his Social Security identity, his financial identity. His entire life had
Hold
been
on,
turned
John,
upside
gotta,
down.
Hold on, John. We've got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, Liz.
Employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's SoleilWellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 8th day of July, 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. We've been interviewing and visiting with Mr. John Gardner about the topic of identity theft. It's been an education for me. I hope it's been an education for you. We just got 2 or 3 minutes left. John, are you still there, sir?
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir, for being with us this past hour and educating all of us about the true nature of identity theft and, of course, the solution. The solution, of course, in my opinion, and I know in your opinion also, is to contact Prepaid Legal through my website, thelibertyman.com, and sign up for a very inexpensive way to have insurance, have a team of professionals to correct these problems, to monitor these problems so they don't happen in the first place, and keep your life on track where you want it. Would that be an accurate assessment?
Well, there's no question that we all need to actively, proactively, protect our various identities, and the best answer to this, the best solution to date, and I believe the best solution in the future, is going to be a layered protection system, and the only company that offers a suite of products like that is Prepaid Legal. Whether or not I was involved with them, I would tell you that this system is the best in the world, it is going to give you the best protection before, during, and after, realizing that, John, no system is perfect, and the problem is only going to get worse, and so it's like health insurance. You want the best you can get, and Prepaid Legal suite of products is very frankly the best that is available anywhere, bar none.
Absolutely. I agree with you absolutely there, John. I know that if my identity was stolen, I would want a team of professionals standing by me and intervening on my behalf. Because I know firsthand, I've seen this professionally, what can happen. You've seen it professionally. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a couple of men talk here who've dealt professionally with criminals for about 60 years between the two of us. This is not just TV shows. This is real life. And you can be part of this real life without even doing anything. It just happens, correct, John?
It just happens. You don't have to do anything right. You don't have to do anything wrong.
No.
For somebody else to lose your identifying information, an insurance company that received it, a job you were working at 10 years ago, could lose the information. Your tax person could not shred everything. Your doctor could have a temporary worker working at the at his or her office and end up with all of your personally identifiable information, your Social Security number, your insurance card.
Sir, we are out of time.
Everything.
John Gardner, thank you very much for your help and the interview. And ladies and gentlemen, visit thelibertyman.com and you'll get everything you need right there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great week. You all be safe, and I'll talk to you next week.
It's true.